Rowan Ramsey, Federal Member for Grey, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Keith. It's good to be with you. Nice wet weather we're having at the moment, so that's pretty good for most people. There's a couple of places that are not quite as wet as others, but it's good to see.
That's exactly right. And some of the places that have been struggling a little bit with mobile phone reception, getting a little bit of a boost with the mobile black spot coverage program.
Yeah, this is the announcement on around 5A. We've been waiting for it for some time, it must be said, but we've had five complete rounds of the black spot program, and there was a bit of money left over in the pool after the last one, so we decided to have around 5A and changed the criteria slightly to get encourage more telcos to bid in, just to give people an understanding. We pay up to half of the cost of installation of whatever facility it might be, given some parameters about who it's going to reach and whatever. And the state government's tipped in a bit of money on this one as well. And we've won only two sites in South Australia. As I said, it's only sort of like a quarter or a third round. And they're both in Grey, and one of them's on the southern half of Eyre Peninsula, if you like, up around Tumby Bay, more Ungarra area, and at Brooker. And the other one is up in the Kimber area, so east of Kimber on the highway, and that's one of the criteria on the rounds is we're looking at transport routes. So as you drive out of Kimber, the signal drops off pretty quickly as you head towards Iron Knob. So that one is going out of Moseley, and the council had been consulted about where they thought would be a good spot. So hopefully that'll pick up a number of farms out that side of town as well.
Speaking with Rowan Ramsey, Federal Member for Grey, about the mobile black spot coverage being provided through Round 5A of the Australian Government's Mobile Black Spot Program. And Rowan, obviously there's already quite a few sites in Grey. Are there any further that you're looking at the moment?
Well, just a bit of a clarification. I said Brooker before and I said Tumby Bay, but it's more over the Yolanda side of the range, just so people don't get their expectations mixed up. But I'm sorry about that. I knew well where it was. So it's to the northeast of Yolanda. And there's been a spot out there where we've had a fair few issues with farmers saying the coverage is not so great. So hopefully that'll fix up a real tough spot there. Well, there is going to be a round six, and that'll be another 60 million, I think, coming in. We are looking at the criteria on round six at the moment, given that it seems as though we've run out of sites around Australia largely where the telcos can cover, where we could cover half, the taxpayer covers half the cost, and the telco and somebody else has to pick up the rest, and they still cannot make them viable. So you essentially, we're getting into pockets that have very low populations compared with what happened when they were first built. And so there's no return on capital. And that's what we've been trying to do, is fill up that hole. Now, this has given us over 12, close to 1,300 stations around Australia, either constructed or under construction. So it's been a huge contribution by the federal taxpayer, up around $800 million. And we are having another round. After that, we'll wait and see what happens. But I think the general feeling in the coalition party room is that we need to keep this program going in one form or another. Certainly, I have a number of people and areas that I think are a good fit, and I'll keep pushing my cases with those. But given that we do need the telcos to actually name the site, because they're the ones that have better information than the rest of us.
So there are a couple of sites that you've already identified. Without needing to go into the detail, you do have a couple of sites in mind?
Well, more than a couple, I reckon, to be fair to say, Keith. And I do sort of talk to local councils about, tell me where the hotspots are. At various times, we actually ran a survey online saying, call me up and let me know where your hotspots are. There's been a place to log in online previously where people could put them in. Well, when I say hotspots, I suppose it's a cold spot, really, but trying to accumulate as much information as we can in the end of the day, so I can make a case to the telcos to say, well, I think there's a really good case here. Can I get your bean counters to have a look at it and see what you reckon? Bearing in mind that there's been a new technology that has enabled us to go into places where we would have previously not been able to, and that's small cell technology, largely where the backhaul is done by satellites. There's some complications when that overlaps with terrestrial backhaul, But it's allowed us to put in small stations at a place like, say, Maree or William Creek and provide service where there was no service. And while it doesn't reach 30 kilometres, it does sort of reach maybe 10 out of the town. And it has made an enormous difference. So they are far, far cheaper to install than the main base stations, which are somewhere on average around that $600,000 to $800,000 per unit.
Certainly looking forward to seeing that technology developed into the future as well. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Keith. All the best.